catching up after a fun week, and I headed out to Lake Mills to support the EMS with their chili supper. Thanks so much to everybody who joined us for that. And these are so important to the community, and I want to make sure you know why. Dave was there. He's one of the chair people who run the whole chili supper, and why you see a pancake breakfast, a spaghetti dinner, or a chili cook-off supporting EMS, why it's so important.
It's very important that the community tries to support our EMS, because our EMS is not subsidized completely from the city of Lake Mills.
That's right.
We are a private organization, so we have to do our own fundraising, and we do about 13 or 14 different special events to maintain that.
13 to 14 a year that they have to do.
You know, you may not know this, but 80% of Wisconsin is covered by rural EMS who have fundraisers just like this. You know, there's so many different programs that are funded by the state and the federal government. EMS is not one of them.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I've said this before, they don't have pancake breakfast. They don't have chili suppers because they love pancakes and chili. They do it because they're trying to raise some money. And that's so awesome that you were out there slinging some chili with them, Steffi.
And just meeting some great people, too. A lot of the hard workers behind the scenes, like Marty. I was speaking with Marty a little bit more about not only the chili, but also the raffle that she was a big part of and the silent auctions.
I have been working with the EMS for 4 years, helping with the events the last 2 years. I've been the chairperson,
In
charge. Yeah.
And to make it bigger and better, how can people get involved maybe next year, or what do you need next year?
Well, when we start soliciting months before this, keep an eye out for the donation banners and posters, and if you want to make a donation, we'd love to have you do that. Yes, help us raise money. It's a good cause.
Yeah, definitely. So, not only in Lake Mills, but wherever you are, wherever you live, if you see a chili cook-off, a spaghetti dinner, and like Marty said, months before the event, they're still asking for silent auction items, or hey, can someone bake a pie? Because they have a dessert cart going around for everybody. You know, those kinds of things.
You know, and don't be afraid to ask us. We can't make it for everyone, and we can't fulfill every promise, but if you've got something going on, especially for an EMS, I mean, heck, our station truck is called Responder One, dedicated to first responders in our area, the police departments, the fire departments, the EMS departments.
Yes.
We love being able to help that. And that's one of the things I love about doing what it is that we do and being your live local station. We get a chance to do that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So way to go. Way to spend. You know, we work a lot, and you got three kids as well.
But and they all came out. They ate the chili.
But hey, you know, way to take some time out of your weekend, Steph, and do that for your community. That's absolutely amazing.